All right, so let's dive right in. Today we are talking about crypto and mortgages.
Crypto and mortgages, yeah.
It's a little bit of a head scratcher, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly an interesting development, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. A recent UK Treasury report found that actually quite a few people are using their crypto gains to get bigger mortgages,
mm-hmm.
to qualify for mortgages that they otherwise wouldn't be able to get.
Yeah, that's a key finding of this report. And what's fascinating is that a lot of these folks are lower income investors.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, we think about crypto, right? It's known for its volatility.
Exactly.
Up, down, all over the place.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah. And mortgages are like the opposite, right? They're like
stability.
The steady eddy.
The long game.
A long game. So, like, how do those two things come together? And that's what we're going to sort of unpack today.
Yeah, definitely. And the report does a good job of kind of delving into the nuances of this trend. And, you know, as you mentioned, this idea of crypto being this pathway to financial improvement for people who may not have had access to traditional, you know, investment opportunities is really fascinating.
It is. Yeah. It's like this, you know, almost like this secret weapon that some people have found to, like, you know, get ahead in a way.
Right.
You know, I mean, the report even gives an example of someone who used their gains from an altcoin trade
mm-hmm.
to meet their mortgage deposit requirements.
Yeah. That's a really telling anecdote, right? Because for a lot of people, saving up for that deposit, it's like the biggest hurdle to home ownership.
It's the biggest hurdle, absolutely.
I mean, especially in, you know, markets where house prices are, you know, sky high.
Oh, yeah.
It can feel like an impossible dream.
It is an impossible dream for so many people.
And so to see people using crypto to kind of overcome that barrier it's really, I think it's empowering in a way.
It is very empowering.
But it also, you know, it's not without its risks, obviously.
So that's what I was going to say, right? Like, on the one hand, we have this, like, you know, incredible opportunity, it seems like.
Right.
But then on the other hand, you know, we can't ignore that volatility.
Absolutely. And the report is very clear about, you know, the potential downsides, right? Like you said, crypto is volatile.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of money very quickly. But you can also lose a lot of money very quickly.
It's got all disappear overnight.
Exactly. And so when you're talking about using those gains for something as, you know, significant as a mortgage.
Yeah, the mortgage, yeah.
You have to be extremely cautious.
So are they just like cashing out their crypto and using that as their down payment? Or like, how does this work?
Yeah, so there are a couple of different ways that people are approaching this. Some people are, as you said, cashing out their crypto, converting it to fiat currency and using that for their down payment. But others are using their crypto holdings as a form of collateral.
Interesting.
So they're essentially, you know, putting up their crypto as security for the loan. Okay, but like, what if like Bitcoin tanks?
That's the risk, right?
Yeah.
If the value of your crypto collateral drops significantly, the lender could require you to put up more collateral or even default on the loan.
So you could lose your house.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And that's why the report, you know, really stresses the importance of understanding the risks involved.
Right.
And not over leveraging yourself.
Yeah. Don't bet the farm.
Exactly. Don't bet the farm on Bitcoin going to the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are like the big banks and mortgage lenders, how are they responding to this?
Yeah, they're definitely paying attention.
They have to, right?
They have to, because this is changing the landscape of how people qualify for mortgages.
Right.
So traditionally, underwriting is all about, you know, stable income, credit history.
Yeah, you got to have a job, got to have good credit.
Right. But crypto throws a wrench in that because it's so volatile.
Yeah.
So lenders are having to adapt their risk assessment models to take this into account. So are they like, I mean, some lenders are accepting crypto holdings like as part of someone's net worth, right?
Right. Some lenders are starting to dip their toes in the water and they're saying, okay, we will consider your crypto holdings, but we're going to be very, very careful about it.
Right.
So they're implementing really strict verification procedures to make sure that the crypto assets are legitimate.
Yeah.
And they're also setting limits on how much weight those crypto holdings can carry in the loan decision.
So it's not like you can just show up with, like, you know, a ledger full of Bitcoin and be like, give me a mansion.
Exactly. Not quite yet.
Not quite yet. So it sounds like the whole industry is kind of like walking a tightrope here, right?
Yeah. It's a delicate balance between embracing innovation and, you know, managing risk.
Yeah.
And that's where regulation comes in. I think the report makes a really strong case for the need for clear guidelines from policymakers about, you know, how crypto should be treated in the context of traditional finance.
Well, yeah, I mean, if this is going to become a thing, and it seems like it is becoming a thing.
It is.
We need some rules of the road here, right?
Absolutely. We need some rules of the road to protect both the borrowers and the lenders.
Right.
Because, you know, this is a new frontier,
yeah,
and there's a lot of potential for things to go wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like, you know, for a lot of people, especially, you know, those who are maybe, you know, not as well off financially,
mm-hmm,
crypto is like more than just an investment, right? It's like, it's like hope.
It is hope. Absolutely.
The chance to get ahead, to break free from, you know, financial limitations.
Yeah. And I think that's where the real transformative potential of blockchain and digital assets lies.
Like a whole new world.
Right. It's the idea that, you know, we can create a more inclusive financial system.
Yeah.
Where everyone has the opportunity to participate and to benefit.
But we have to do it responsibly.
Right. You have to do it responsibly. Exactly. And that's why, you know, education is so important.
Yeah.
Making sure that people understand the risks involved before they jump in head first.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, this could be an amazing thing.
It could.
But we got to be careful.
We got to be careful. We got to be smart about it.
Yeah. So what do you think the future holds here? I mean, do you think crypto is going to become like a, you know, a mainstream part of mortgage applications?
It's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it has the potential to be.
Yeah.
You know, as more and more people adopt crypto and as the technology matures, I think we're going to see more and more lenders willing to accept it.
So maybe one day you'll be able to, you know, buy a house with Bitcoin.
Maybe so.
That's kind of wild.
It is wild, but that's the thing about crypto, right?
Yeah, it's wild.
It's constantly evolving and it's constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a really interesting dive into the world of crypto mortgages.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic for sure.
So many questions still to be answered, but definitely something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining me today.
It's been a pleasure.
And for everyone listening out there, what do you think? Let us know. Do you think crypto is going to become like a normal thing in the mortgage world, or is it just too risky? Is it too volatile? We want to hear your thoughts, so make sure to leave a comment and let us know what you think.
I'm curious to hear what people have to say.
Me too. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.